For the last several years, a number of companies and politicians have expressed interest in getting more actively involved in Wyoming's uranium industry. Currently, a task force of lawmakers is studying nuclear energy production, and companies are testing the waters before they jump into the marketplace. The upside is that Wyoming has a lot of uranium. The downside is cost and regulations. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
Here's a quick history lesson. Wyoming has been active in uranium since the 1950s, but the golden age was the late 1970s when the industry was booming. State Senator Eli Bebout and his brother got into the industry then, and for a while it was great.
There was a lot of activity, a lot of mines were up and running, uranium was being produced, and so we got involved in the drilling business back then, and primarily in the Gas Hills, the Red Desert area. So we got started then, and of course, in 1980, Three Mile Island, and boy, it just fell off the edge of a cliff.
Three Mile Island was a nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania that suffered a mishap in 1979 that led to the release of radioactive gases that changed the way that industry was regulated and, more importantly, made the public more skeptical about nuclear power. Tex Taylor is a University of Wyoming agriculture economist who has studied the viability of the uranium industry. Taylor notes that Wyoming has more uranium than anywhere in the country, but interest in that uranium eventually faded.
At its peak in 1980, we were producing about 12 million pounds. There were nine mines, 5,300 workers. And then, of course, things like Three Mile Island happened in 1979, Chernobyl in 1986, which really chilled the market for uranium. So places like Jeffrey City essentially dried up.
Taylor says the industry has slowly come back, but instead of 12 million pounds, Wyoming is producing about 2 million. However, a number of companies are getting back into the game, and while studying the issue for Wyoming's largest producer, Cameco, Taylor concluded that the future could be bright.
Probably not going to be a huge mammoth boom sort of thing, but I think there's potential long run, if you could mine, 440 million tons of that stuff over some point in time, that would be significant employment, significant labor income, significant tax revenue.
Cameco's Ken Vaughn says they have plans to double their production. They hope to do this by adding three satellite facilities to their existing Smith Ranch Highland Mine near Douglas, which is the largest uranium operation in the United States.
These three satellites will be in Campbell County, Converse County, and one in the Gas Hills area right on the Natrona-Fremont County line. The first one to come into production will be North Butte. That will allow us, again, to double our production. It's just an exciting time for our company and for the employees who will be working for us.
But there are challenges for those companies that aren't as established. State Senator Eli Bebout says because of contamination issues in the past, state and federal permitting is now quite burdensome. He says companies can spend as much on permits as they do on getting an operation up and running. Bebout adds that there are long delays in permitting, too. Glenn Ketchpole of Uranert Energy Corporation in Casper admits that it's frustrating and can make it difficult for companies in Wyoming to be able to compete with companies in other countries that don't face similar challenges.
When we have to compete, we like to think about a level playing field, that we're all playing by the same requirements environmentally and so on. So it's tough out there.
Ketchpole says that upfront costs mean that the price has to be right for companies to jump full bore into uranium production. Senator Bebout fears some of these companies might find it easier to leave the state and country. So as the chairman of the Senate Minerals and Economic Development Committee, he is looking at Wyoming legislation that could reduce some permitting hurdles. Laramie Senator Chris Rothfuss, a Democrat, is on a task force studying ways to enhance Wyoming's standing in the nuclear energy field. He says he supports part of Bebout's argument.
There are some people who want it to be easier. I am not one of those people. But quicker, certainly. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years for a permit, I don't think that's good for anyone.
Rothfuss says if it's done safely and economically, he will support it. But both of those components need to be present. Nobody we talk to believes there will be another uranium boom, but all agree that future production can be an important and long-term piece of Wyoming's economy.